Welcoming back to the show, the genius behind Super 70 Sports with a whole lot of other things on his plate these days, Ricky Cobb joins us. Ricky, welcome.
Rich, thank you so much for having me on. It is always a pleasure.
Great to have you back with us. And boy, some big things happening in your world. Can you tell us a little bit about the Super Maximum Retro Show?
Yeah, it's so much fun to finally be able to talk about it. We have a television show that is inspired by my Twitter feed that will be debuting on Vice on Tuesday, March the 7th at 10 o'clock Eastern time. So I couldn't be more thrilled about it. It's a dream come true, and I hope that people will enjoy it as much as we've enjoyed making the first season of episodes.
That's fantastic. And so what's the general feel of the show?
The general feel of the show, the set looks like a basement from the 70s or 80s with Barca loungers and what looks like a giant old school tube television design. And the feel should be that you're sitting around with your buddies watching the kind of content that you would see on the Super 70s feed, whether that's interesting or funny photos or humorous videos, and some very, very funny comedians led by Chris DiStefano, who is the host and I think is one of the funniest up-and-coming comics in America. And a variety of some really talented, funny guests who get to react to this material. And, it really creates for a very hilarious back and forth conversation with some pretty witty people.
All right. If it's a great 70s basement, I hope there's room to move the furniture off the floor a little bit, slide them off the rug and set up my electric football game there.
Absolutely. We got to plug that in and make sure that the dog doesn't come by and try to eat the foam football or anything about that. I would say pretty much the only thing we're missing is the shag carpet. But that's just because we didn't want to be stepping on Legos and Hot Wheels while we were taping the show.
That's a pretty good idea right there. So how did you end up getting together with Jimmy Kimmel and his production company?
Jimmy has been a follower of Super 70s for quite a while, and a few years ago, Jimmy reached out to me and gave me a little bit of encouragement, which, as you can imagine, when you're in the position that I've been in, creating a lot of content and trying to grow your brand and trying to reach people with what you do, it's certainly a moment of a lot of encouragement when a guy the caliber of Jimmy Kimmel reaches out to you and tells you that he enjoys what you're doing. And it wasn't too long after that Jimmy had the president of his production company, Kimmelot, a guy named Scott Wonker, who's a wonderful guy. And he reached out to me and said, basically Jimmy wants to see if there's a possibility that we could collaborate on something. And over the course of time, that collaboration eventually became the Super Maximum Retro Show. And, couldn't be more happy to be working with Jimmy and his production company. It's a great team that they have and a great honor.
That's fantastic. Well, so happy for you and can't wait to see the show starting on March 7th. Now, our mutual friend Josh Karp was on with us a while back, and he said you two also working on a number of other projects, including an animated show that he told us a little about that sounds amazing.
We are. And Josh, in fact, I was reading a text from Josh shortly before coming on the air with you. And, of course, Josh is an incredible pleasure to work with, and we have an animated series in the works that he and I have been collaborating on with Jim Dotrieve, who is one of the co-creators of Bob's Burgers, for anyone among your listeners who enjoys that particular show. And so we've got something that's pretty good. I can't really get into the details on that one today, but it's something that I think certainly is going to scratch a little bit of a nostalgia itch as well. If I'm involved in it, there's probably going to be some 70s and 80s influence in there somewhere. So hopefully that's something that in the coming months we'll be able to put out there to the public, and people can learn more about that one as well. But a lot of fun working with Josh always.
Well, that's awesome. Well, it's Super 70 Sports, the best, absolute best follow out there on Twitter. But Twitter has been, as you know, been a little different, been a little shaky at times lately. Has the change or the series of changes at Twitter impacted you at all?
No, I can't say that they have. I mean, obviously, I'm watching every development over the course of the past months with as much interest as anyone, since it really is my platform. And obviously I have a lot invested in it in terms of pretty much everything that I'm working on, because whether you're working on a television project or whether you're working on a book, which is another project that Josh and I kind of have on the back burner right now, but something that we would both like to see come out into the world, which is the Super 70 Sports book, whatever that looks like. But all of those things feed off of Twitter, and certainly that's the bread and butter of what I do. And job one for me every day is to get up and try to come up with a couple dozen things that will entertain people. So I'm heartened that things look like they're going pretty well at Twitter, and you know, certainly the health of Twitter, no matter who's in charge at Twitter, I'm a fan of Twitter. So Elon Musk has all of my support, because that's what's good for Twitter is good for me.
And the podcast is still going great guns as well.
Enjoying that a lot. I think gotten somewhere in the neighborhood of around 22 episodes, maybe more than that at this point. Of the new Super 70 Sports Show, which is myself and my wonderful sidekick, the great Ronnie T-Shirts, joins me on every episode. And we talk about sports, we talk about pop culture, we talk about whatever interesting is going on in the news. Other than politics, we'll talk about darn near anything, both current and past. And it's just a couple of 50-ish middle-aged guys, you know, talking about the world, and it's always a lot of fun.
So is this all going so well now that you are you still teaching, or have you been able to give that up?
I am still teaching. This is my 20th year at my college, and I am I'm making no official proclamations of any kind, but I think that we are nearing the finish line, if for no other reason than I'm so busy now that it becomes increasingly difficult to juggle all the balls that I have in the air. And when something has to give, which I think is going to be the case probably sooner rather than later in the big picture, I think it'll probably be moving full time into trying to make people laugh and that kind of thing. But it's been a good run, and whether this is the last year or just nearing the end, but not that close, we'll see. But yeah, Super 70s is getting to a point now where it's challenging just to manage all of the demands related to that, much less another career.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. Ricky Cobb of Super 70 Sports with us here on Downtown. Well, over the years, Ricky, is there one athlete that gets the biggest reaction whenever you post anything about them?
Wow. You know, being completely honest with you, I've probably gotten more mileage from Larry Bird than anybody else. Now, there's a list of distinction. Earl Campbell, Ken Stabler, those guys are certainly staples. I've put the needle into OJ certainly many times, but that's a little bit different than the way that I handle the vast majority of people that I tweet about. Pete Rose is always one that will get a rise out of people, although certainly with Pete, it's a far different thing than Larry Bird, because Larry Bird's popularity rating is a lot closer to unanimous than Pete's is. But you'll get reaction with some people for sure. So when I'm maybe having a slow day creatively and I think it's time to get a tweet out that's going to get a few hundred retweets and a few thousand likes, there are a handful of candidates. Nolan Ryan would be another one as well that I would put on that short list. People seem to respond to that, and I think it's largely because there are so many ridiculous Nolan Ryan statistics that it kind of blows people's minds sometimes, so they get shared a lot.
And if you got a favorite figure from the 70s, it could be sports, could be the world of entertainment, who is it that when you haul out their picture and say, well, I'm putting this up today, that you just smile because they always make you smile?
Well, that might be Linda Carter.
Yep, Rich, that'll do it.
I do like to have a Linda Carter break now and again, as a lot of my followers know, one of the most strikingly beautiful human beings to ever walk the planet. So Linda Carter tweets are always pretty nice. But I would say from a personal level, in terms of who I've admired and who's been an important figure in my life, I would probably have to go with Muhammad Ali as the one that for me from the 70s means the most. I was born and raised in Kentucky, and so was he, and probably just about everything else about our upbringing and experience diverged pretty wildly from there. But he's a guy that I got to meet when I was 20 years old.
Oh, wow.
It was one of those experiences that you'll never forget. You know, he was the ultimate for me when I was a kid.
We've lost some 70s icons just in the last couple of days. You posted earlier today about the death of Tim McCarver at 81, and his career seems like a career that only could have really kicked off in the 60s and 70s. You know, a guy from the rural South who ended up befriending Bob Gibson and becoming such a terrific team, and then going on to be a broadcaster when the expectations of broadcasters were very different, and McCarver was able to get by with that great humor and personality.
Yeah, McCarver was a guy that I used to watch on satellite back in the old days with the giant NASA-style satellites that you used to put out in your yard. And back in the freewheeling days when things weren't scrambled yet, I used to watch Tim McCarver on WOR in New York, and when he was just doing regional stuff. And then, of course, he became one of the most prominent national announcers of certainly my lifetime. And a sad day. I remember seeing Tim McCarver's baseball card in the late 1970s and being fascinated by the 20 lines of the tiniest font possible. You needed a microscope to look at his career batting record on the back of his last couple of Topps cards. And you know, that was really my first impression of Tim McCarver. I thought he was Methuselah, you know, and he was probably 38 years old. But it's certainly a loss for those of us that have grown up listening to him in the booth.
And then yesterday, the passing of the iconic Raquel Welch.
Yeah, that one hit me hard. I had just tweeted about her the day prior, and that's really not that unusual of a coincidence, because she does turn up in the timeline periodically, and that's certainly not going to change. But very sad, and I think sometimes too, you know, you just pause when you see how old these folks were. McCarver was 81, I believe, and Raquel was 82, and you think to yourself, "Wow, how is that possible?" But certainly, one of the sad things about being the 70s guy is, as the wheels of time move forward, we lose a lot of these folks. But I hope that the account, in addition to being funny, is a place where a lot of these people will always be remembered and appreciated for their contributions to American culture.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, we talked to a lot of those figures from the 70s here on our show. And yeah, you forget because they're, in your mind, they're sort of locked in where they were age-wise when you first saw them on TV all those years ago. And then you say, Mike Farrell's 84 now. Good God, how did that happen?
Yeah, it's obviously it makes all the sense in the world when I look in the mirror and realize that I'm 51 and I was watching this guy on MASH when I was in third grade. You can certainly make that connection, but it's still just amazing how the years pile up on us. And a lot of these people who were really icons of the 70s and 80s, I think every time we see an obituary come across the wire, we should, you know, remember to appreciate these people while they're still with us.
So, Ricky, what is it about that decade that makes it ripe for not only celebration, but also parody and fun and the great humor that you have on the website?
It's an interesting period on the space-time continuum, the 70s. I started out just, well, I liked it. I grew up then, and it really registered with me, and I never would have imagined, as I've said in countless interviews over these past years, I never imagined that it was going to turn into a thing. I could have never imagined that I would have over 700,000 followers. I remember when I was adding about 10 to 12 new followers a day, and I was incredulous that I had reached 1,000, and I was incredulous that I had reached 2,000, 3,000. That seemed like so many followers to me at the time. And obviously I tapped into something that's pretty powerful, bringing people back to their childhoods and remembering a lot of the little things that sometimes sort of fade away from our memories, but that I'm reminding people of on a regular basis. So, I hope to the extent that a Twitter feed has any impact in the world, whatever marginal slight amount around the edges that might be, I hope that it's positive. I hope that it makes people feel good. But the 70s were we had some technology, but we hadn't gotten so far that we had given ourselves so much convenience that we can really kind of just detach in a way today that I don't think was possible back then. And I think that's part of it. I think part of it is rather than having thousands and thousands of options of what to watch on TV, and you know, there are many more platforms now than there were channels. When I was a kid, I remember before basic cable, so I know what it's like to have four or five channels, and you would watch programs and go to school the next day or go to work the next day if you were an adult, in my case, school, and you'd talk about what you watched. And probably there's a pretty good chance that your friends or your coworkers had watched the same stuff because we basically had three things to pick from. So it was a different time in terms of community, I think. And that's part of it. When someone comes along years from now to try to be the super 20s sports guy, I'm not sure that the collective experiences will land quite the same way, but that'll be for time to tell.
No, because look, if there's one thing that all right-thinking people can agree on, Jim Rockford was the greatest private investigator of all time.
You are speaking straight facts today, Rich. Preach, as they say. Absolutely, he was. And with all love and affection to Lieutenant Columbo, I'm a Jim Rockford guy. But those shows from that period, it was every other show was a cop show. They were all good. And I look back on that era with a lot of fondness, and from TV to movies to just the aesthetic of the era, it was just an interesting looking time. Photos of the 70s usually scream, hey, I'm the 70s, whether that's tube socks to your knees or a bad haircut that looks like your mom put a bowl on your head, or
it might just be that green. It might be the picture of that powder blue tux I wore to my senior prom.
Yes, absolutely, especially if you had the ruffles.
Oh, you got to have the ruffles, of course.
Yeah, powder blue and ruffles now. You know, and why can't we bring that back? That's been another one of my things. Some people look at the 70s and they say, why did we ever do that? I look at the 70s and I say, why can't we do that again? So it's just a matter of, it's a matter of philosophy.
I'm all in favor of that. Well, Ricky, it's great to talk with you. As always, I love the work that you do, Super 70 Sports and the whole Super 70 Sports universe. We're glad to see it grow. Can't wait for the Super Maximum Retro Show coming to Vice on March 7th. We wish you continued success, Ricky. Thanks so much for visiting with us today.
Rich, thank you so much for having me on. Always a pleasure to talk to the good people of Maine.
That's Ricky Cobb, Super 70 Sports on Downtown.